Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us for the quiz. New friends and returning players, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. Play how you feel, against some friends or go it alone. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the noughties, video visions, and 80s chorus challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 25. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, and feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we're going to go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are going back to the time of emos and charity bracelets. It's all about the 2000s. We have questions about 5 hit songs from that decade, and 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. Which Disney star sang the 2009 ballad, The Climb, to support a movie adaptation of her TV show? Question 2. Which Italian DJ and producer with an alliterative name scored a hit in 2003 with the robotic electro track Satisfaction? Question 3. Which song by LeAnn Rimes became a worldwide smash early in the decade after prominently featuring in the film Coyote Ugly? Question 4. Canadian crooner Michael Bublé broke through on the charts in 2004 by singing about which fictional superhero? Question 5. Which female singer provided guest vocals on Timbaland's number one hit, The Way I Are? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is video visions. Music videos have brought to life the vision of artists over the years and given us some of the most iconic music moments. In this round, I will describe a memorable music video of a hit song, and you need to see if you can guess it. 2 points are up for grabs for each clue, 1 for correctly picking the song title, and another for correctly guessing the artist. Now, let me tell you about those music videos. Question 6. In this 1997 video, 5 men make their way around an airport, and at one point are dressed in all white. They're cheered on by fans beside their private jet. Question 7. In this 2002 video, a woman sits down at her piano, which takes her on a journey around town, along the highway, over the beach, and then returning her home to her garage. Question 8. In this 1986 video, a short-statured singer sits in a pink room beside actor Chevy Chase as he lip-syncs to his song and pretends to play instruments. Question 9. In this 2000 video, the band is reimagined as video game characters. The PlayStation 2-style graphics show them scoring points by snowboarding, swimming underwater, and driving cars. Question 10. In this 2021 video, the artist is found in prison. As he wears hot pink prison attire, he dances through the prison with the other inmates, tunnels underground, and drives out atop a bus. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 80s chorus challenge. You're going to hear the chorus of some popular songs from the 1980s, and you need to see if you can identify them from just the chorus lyrics. The catch is, it will sound a bit different to normal. You can get 1 point for correctly picking the song title, and another point if you can correctly guess the artist. Feel free to play these multiple times if you need to. Here we go. Question 11.
If I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you.
Question 12.
I've waited hours for this. I've made myself so sick, I wish I'd stayed asleep today. I never thought this day would end. I never thought tonight could ever be.
Question 13.
Thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Say, women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know.
Question 14.
But I can see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair combed back and your sunglasses on, baby. I can tell you, my love for you will still be strong.
Question 15.
I was standing. You were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never.
That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal the answers. And we're back with all the answers ready to reveal. First up, it's those hits of the 2000s. Question 1. Miley Cyrus sang The Climb. The hit single was used to promote Hannah Montana, the movie, and it seemed to work. The song and movie both saw major success. Question 2. Benny Benassi was the Italian DJ behind Satisfaction. Question 3. Can't Fight the Moonlight. The song featured heavily in the climax of the film Coyote Ugly, which centered around a songwriter. Question 4. Spider-Man. Bublé's Spider-Man theme was used to help promote the 2004 film Spider-Man 2, and it even made the top 10 in Canada. Question 5. Kerry Hilson provided the female vocals on The Way I Are. She'd go on to have her own hits in 2008 and 2009. Continuing on to round 2, video visions. Earlier, I described 5 famous music videos for you to try and guess. Remember, you can get 1 point for correctly guessing the song title, and another for correctly guessing the artist. And here they are. Question 6. At the airport was I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. Just a few months later, the video would be parodied by Blink-182, and MTV's TRL would later rate it as the third most iconic video of all time. Question 7. A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton. Despite common misconception, the video was not made using a green screen. The piano was really moving across the different scenes, and Vanessa wore a seatbelt to keep her in place. Question 8. You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. He filmed the well-known video after visiting Saturday Night Live and disliking his original video. Question 9. Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers. The video proved so popular that in 2002, a developer made the fictitious video game into a real one. Question 10. Industry Baby by Lil Nas X. For our final round today, you were looking to guess the 1980s hit from just the chorus lyrics. Remember, you can get 1 point for a correct song title and 1 point for a correct artist. Here they are. Question 11, that was If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher. Question 12, we had Close to Me by The Cure. Question 13 was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Question 14, we had The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. And finally, question 15 was Never Tear Us Apart by INXS. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 25. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia for the latest updates and pop music trivia. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.